Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So think about this. You're at a bus stop in Jerusalem.
Mm.
You're waiting for a bus with your family. And all of a sudden, somebody drives a car up into the bus stop for the purpose of killing you just because you are Jewish.
Wow.
Just because you're a Christian.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yes.
It's happening big time. And Jerusalem's city is having to build
these fortifying
bus stops.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. What they're saying.
In the last 4 months, about 20 Israelis, 20 attacks like this have occurred. It's like one a week. And you heard of the knife intifada. Maybe this is the car intifada, but they're ramming cars up against and killing people at these bus stops. Well, they at the tune of $525,000, they're building these fortified concrete steel structures that help to protect the people that are waiting at the bus stop to get on a bus. And these are things that Israel has to actually think about and go into their planning, things that we take for granted. You know, standing around waiting for a bus stop, we don't ever think that
our life is going to be... I saw somebody with an axe at the bus stop in Jerusalem, somebody with a knife at a bus stop at a Jerusalem.
Yes, and that was the woman. That was the lady.
Yes, that was a lady.
It's like, you have to be on guard 24/7 there. And I applaud the Israeli people and the government doing whatever they have to do to protect their citizens and to be able to recognize a real threat.
But they're very community-oriented in Jerusalem that, you know, it's called a shirut. Is it called a shirut? Yeah, shirut, the taxis. And you go into them, and it's like a minibus type thing. And whoever sits up front, I found out, everybody passes their money to you, and you have to put it in the thing. Don't sit in the front.
Don't sit.
But it's just so community-oriented. It's like you get on, I mean, obviously, you know, we weren't Jewish, and we weren't from Jerusalem. But you can tell the connection and the family of the people that live there. And, I mean, it's just really cool. It's really cool.
Awesome
people. Imagine being attacked at that Shirut bus, at the bus stop there.
It's just crazy. And then you have yourself, you have children, you have, you know, the women that are there. And it's like, my goodness, why would the extent that they have to go into planning and the finances that are going just to protect bus stops?
And it makes me think about the address of the president where he just spoke about the State of the Union. He never defended Christianity once, who was under the greatest persecution in the world, but he defended Islam.
Wow.
And if anything, defend Judaism and
Christianity, sure.
Because it's the part of Islam that's killing Jews and Christians.
Mm.
But the whole time he's talking at the American Congress, you know, the State of the Union, he defended Islam throughout the whole thing. And it's like, you know, even if you defended Islam, I mean, talked about defending Christians and defending Jews as well. And here they are at the bus stop, didn't mention this, while, you know, the Shia Iranians had 10 of our sailors
hostage,
held captive, and demanding an apology. Our president's defending Islam.
And the Iranian deal, and didn't even speak once about our soldiers, our sailors that were actually being held captive at that time.
Right.
You know, State of the Union is an address that where you explain and you give an update on where the nation is, where it's going, what's going on, and it's a speech that not just people in our own country listen to, but it's a speech that the entire world listens to.
It was a political speech for the world. It was a world. The whole thing I noticed about the State of the Union, I know we were talking about it at this point, but the whole theme was how to get the approval of the world, how to look good in the eyes of the world. You know, we look. You know, odd if we do this, and they won't like us if we do that. And it's like, why? When did we start turning to get the world's approval, and no longer worry about God's approval?
Yeah,
that's what I realized. I realized the whole thing was how to look good in the eyes of Muslims, how to look good in the eyes of China, how to look good in the eyes of, you know, African countries, how to look good in the eyes of Canada.
Mm.
And it's like, oh my goodness, that's it.
Wow,
he's thinking about man and looking good in the eyes of man, so you can do business or whatever reason, never even considering sometimes when you're worried about or concerned about looking good in the eyes of the Lord, men may hate you.
That's
nations
right.
may never want to do business
that's
with you.
That's right.
You know, and
that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That was what we're going to find that out. As a matter of fact, we are going to have the full Brian Carn word on today. We had it part of his word, but the whole word wasn't there. It was our era, and we'll have it on today, and we'll find out what it looks like, you know, going away from God,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, so they said they're gonna take them about a week, is it? Or
I don't know exactly how long. They're actually in the process right now to
Do y'all see the bus stop here they're putting up? I think it's 1675. Yeah, look at that. That's what you're looking right there is concrete poured inside steel.
Steel.
They're drilling holes into the concrete in the ground, and they're pouring solid things. This is crazy. We didn't even mention this. We didn't even mention this, why Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is coming out of a submarine, a nuclear submarine, saying we're having to have a nuke sub here to be able to defend ourselves. This is what just happened yesterday, I believe.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.